This is a consequential down here. Another tackle for loss could push Laurier out of field goal range. Wither dropping back. He's got time. He's got his man. But he's also got about 4 feet too much of air time on it as well, as that one goes out of bounds. One more play in our first quarter of action with 1.6 on the clock, as Cal Wither might have been trying to send that one back to Ohio. Certainly wasn't successful here in Kingston. Jared Seaway on the coverage with Ashton Miller-Melançon on support. And, man, between Seaway, Ashton Miller-Melançon, and Keegan Vanek, that is three sixth-year players, essentially. Old enough to legally vote if you combine their football experience. Ollie Jackson coming in off the edge, but he over-pursues, misses the tackle as Darian Bassick-Hadden will pick up great gain on second and long to end our first quarter of football action. My goodness, what a quarter it was. Still a 2-0 ball game, but perhaps not for long. You are tuned into Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are coming back shortly with our second quarter of football action, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe and inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
Thank you again to our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. Coming up next, though, we got a real treat. We've got the second quarter of football action on Gales Game Day, brought to you by some close personal friends of both the station and mine. One of my favorite spots in all of Kingston, it's Old Farm Fine Food. And I don't just... Old Farm Fine Food, that's right. And I don't just say that because every now and then I get a free coffee. It's really a fantastic local business. Hey, once I've bought five other ones. So our second quarter coming up in less than 30 seconds time. Still a 2-0 ball game. But it has been eerily similar to last week in terms of score, but not so much in terms of performance, as I've just been handed a pumpkin and I'm going to put the Gales helmet on it.
An organic pumpkin.
An organic pumpkin, courtesy of Old Farm Fine Foods. And we have got a third and short situation, and I believe this is Will Russell in the ball game to try and fall forward and pick up the first down yardage. And oh, he's just, I thought he was just going to get it, but he managed to spin through contact and puts a decisive cap on that third and short. So it's going to be another first down for Laurier, deciding not to settle for three, but they're going to be pushing for six, as this Queens defense has fought on gamely so far. But as we saw in week one, these long offensive drives, they start to take a toll. If you're the Queens offense, you can't go two and out on this next drive. You need to give your defense some time to catch their breath. It's going to be first and 10 from the Gales 19-yard line. Cal Wither dropping back to pass under pressure from Eli Bennett, but he has Tayshawn Jackson, who drops it in the end zone. That pressure from Eli Bennett putting just enough panic in Cal Wither. He just overshot that one. Tayshawn Jackson's a short guy. He's got short arms. You got to put a little less float on those so he can not just secure it in front of him, but secure it over the shoulder on the chest. If that ball was about an inch closer, that would have been the first touchdown of the ball game. But in part from this Queens pass rush, that one falls incomplete. So it'll be second and 10 from the 19-yard line. The Laurier Golden Hawks looking to put their first points of the ball game on the board. Cal Wither with multiple men in motion. It is going to be a play action pass, complete and tackled up short of the first down by number 44, Justin Pace. or he did pick it up with forward progress. They're going to give it to him, and that was Jackson Stebbings from Surrey, BC, with the first down catch there, as it will be, looks like first and goal from the 9-yard line, so just about as far as you can go on first and goal. But this is an offense that can put up points in bunches and yards at will. Cal Wither with multiple men in motion behind him trying to get this Queens defense off guard. It's a jet sweep, and they have got the seam, but it is tackled up by James Gillingham. Another certified banger from number 15 there, tracking that one down. His middle name is Banger. His middle name, folks, is actually Banger.
Get out.
This is no word of a lie. What an awesome middle name for an awesome player who has been on an absolute tear the first 3 weeks of the season. Second and 10 for the Laurier Golden Hawks. Passing formation. Cal Wither looking right. He has got his man. And that is a touchdown for number 11, the usual suspect, Jesu Laomi Ojutolayo. Burns the Gales again and puts the first touchdown of the ball game on the board. Laurier up 6-2 with Dawson Hodge on to make it 7. That is Jesulayo.
Oh, yes.
Ojutolayo. An unbelievable player, was actually practicing the Saquon Barkley reverse hurdle in the offseason. Didn't get to see it there, but we did see his vertical on display all the same. 7-2 ball game here at Richardson Stadium as Dawson Hodge puts that ball where nobody will get it, on top of the beautiful Stu Lang Pavilion. 12 minutes to go here in our first half of football action. Your second quarter of action is actually brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods, located at 204 Berry Street. It is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen meals. Pizza, sausage roll, pumpkins, sandwiches, and sweet treats await. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street, as this Queens offense, they're hungry, they're looking for points, and we have got Russell Weir, Ethan Dahl, and the always explosive BC Blur, Ian St. Arnaud, back deep to return this one. Although Russell Weir is kind of playing a tweener position here, cheating up to about the 25, whereas St. Arnaud and Dahl are back towards the goal line. Kick from Dawson Hodge, and it's going to go deep into the end zone and into the arms of Ian St. Arnaud, who is actually going to concede the single point. Rare to see the Rouge conceded, but with how deep that kick was launched, I don't blame him. So that is a single to make it 8-2 for Laurier. Now, worth noting, the second quarter over the last year, especially for the Gales, has been one of their strongest this season. They scored 2 touchdowns against Western in the second quarter. They scored 2 touchdowns last week against McMaster in the second quarter. Actually, I think they had 3. Mateo Tuioti, Nathan Falcone, and Ethan Dahl. So we'll see if they can continue this success in the second quarter as we are back at it here. Alex Vraken with Ethan Dahl beside him, motioning out. It is a pass situation. Vraken throws a bit of a wobbler. It would have been caught, but it is out of bounds. Good looking ball. There was a bit of hesitation on the throw itself. It ended up getting to where it needed to be, but it was just a little pause, I think, because of the press coverage from the Laurier defensive back. Still, though, what a throw. Just a little too far to the right as Matt Camillo unable to bring that one in. Second and 10 from the Queens 35 as this Laurier defense is starting to lock down. Breaking over the middle, Mateo Tuioti, get off me, young man! Mateo Tuioti sunning the defender with a scintillating stiff arm to pick up a huge first down as the Gales' backs were against the wall. My goodness, number 87, you are a problem.
Shake and bake.
Not just shake and bake, that was, my goodness, kind of a wham and jam as he stuck that stiff arm right in the chest of the Laurier defender. A pumpkin-worthy play, say, so says Steve and Jeff from Old Farm Fine Foods. First and 10. Break it down. Jack Ashby Jacobs. Jack Ashby Jacobs getting loose. Stiff arm out of bounds. First down right into the dress roster. He's got his teammates in the blue tracksuits, and they were pumped up for that one like it was a pumpkin, Jeff. Jack Ashby Jacobs carving through that Laurier defense like they were a pumpkin into a jack-o'-lantern. To pick up a huge first down, and this Queens offense, they're starting to percolate, they're starting to cook. First and 10 from the Laurier 31, Ethan Dahl up the middle for a short gain. Good tackle there from number 47 for the Laurier Golden Hawks. Quality play from Marcus Tenney from Minesing, Ontario. Second and about 8 coming up. In field goal range, albeit against the wind. Breaking in a pass situation. He's got Cedric Smith, Jack Ashby Jacobs, Mateo Tuioti, and Nathan Falcone out there. And he's going to find Cedric Smith for a huge first down. Number one with catch number one of the day. Number one, Cedric Smith. My goodness, I forgot about his great dive and grab earlier. That one was so stupendous, it gave me temporary amnesia. But if you forget about Cedric Smith like Laurier did there, he'll make you hurt. As Queens is now in a very similar first and goal scenario from the Laurier 9. Cedric Smith in motion as we have a very blue chant from this tricolor crowd. Alex Bracken scrambling to the left-hand side. Cuts it in. Oh, he's going to be down at the one. Down by contact, I think. Yes, indeed. Alex Bracken didn't quite have the corner, but he got about as close can be. He was an eyelash away from six. Nathan Falcone trying all he can to secure that block, but it is going to be a second and one from the one as this crowd is on the verge of an explosion. So here we go. Russell Weir in the game. Fumbles, picks it up, and then dives over, turning chicken you-know-what into chicken salad, almost as good as the one you get at Old Farm Fine Foods. Hustle Weir in the clear, jumping, diving, twisting, turning for a totally tremendous touchdown. It looked like it was all going to go wrong, but Hustle Weir makes it happen. And he has got this crowd loud here at Richardson Stadium. As Tyler Mullen is on to try and make this a 9-8 ball game.
It's all that chocolate.
That's right.
Russell Weir earned himself a whole batch of Old Farm chocolate milk after that great touchdown play. On that note, we're going to throw to a quick word from Old Farm Fine Foods. We'll be right back here on Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Hey, sports fans. Why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we are back, folks. If you're just joining us, you missed one of the stranger touchdowns I've seen in a long while. A second and one situation right at the goal line. They bring in Russell Weir. He drops the ball, but the offensive line did such a good job that he had time to pick it up and just dive into the end zone. He ragdolled. I've never seen anything quite like that, but this is a scary situation here as we've got two very strong Laurier returners back to return this one. Ethan Sutton fumbles it, but he is still going to get a good return from this. Oh, he gets met and stuck by the Queens kickoff team. Oh, my goodness. That was a physical play. What a stick from number 35, Jace Baldwin. Coach Snyder mentioned him in Media Day, the brother of number 30, Jacob Baldwin. First game for Jace Baldwin, and he just put an absolute whooping on number 32, Ethan Sutton. What a hit. That's running back on running back violence. You don't see that very often. As there's calls from the press booth here to stop the clock.
No, he stopped his clock.
Oh, he stopped his clock, yeah. Although Ethan Sutton, he's Timex tough. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
But we have got a first and 10 from the Laurier 17 after a absolute smash hit from Jace Baldwin. Handoff. Jacob Baldwin slows him up. And his backer brothers take him down. But that is a good gain on first down for the Laurier Golden Hawks, setting up a second and manageable from right around their own 25. I'll tell you, I'm glad I don't have the crowd mic because the chants here from the student section are triple X rated. You can't play that anywhere.
I believe they're saying good luck, Laurie.
Yes, I think they're getting all seven of George Carlin's famous words into good rotation here. Second and three, handoff. Oh, Jacob Baldwin, great tackle. It's going to be close, but I think they will pick up the first down. But Jacob Baldwin catching Quentin Scott out of the air and slamming him down with absolute proficiency like the late Hulk Hogan or the late Macho Man Randy Savage. A body slam from Baldwin. But Baldwin, like Bonesaw, is always ready. But they've got a couple Spider-Men on this Laurier roster. Absolute freak athletes out there. First and 10. A play-action pass caught. And this is dangerous. This is going to be a touchdown from Ethan Jordan. As he runs this one in on a simple slant route. As soon as I saw him, I knew. As he's telling the crowd to quiet down, and after a play like that, you can do whatever you want. That is a touchdown for the Golden Hawks. Ethan Jordan doing what he does best. 14-9 with Dawson Hodge on to restore that 6-point deficit. Laurier making it look easy there. Picking up a huge, my goodness, 80-plus yard touchdown. Second week in a row for Ethan Jordan pulling off a massive play like that. He'll probably end up with over 100 yards once more. Ian St. Arnaud keeping an eye on the fake, but no fake is done. But that kick is good. So Laurier strikes back. Folks, our second quarter football action is brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods offers top-notch catering for your special occasions? Can speak personally to this. We did it for our family Christmas reunion, and it was delectable. Speak to their friendly staff at the cash for more information. Old Farm Catering, always fresh, always delicious, and sure to satisfy. Once again, thank you to Old Farm Fine Foods for their support of Gales Game Day on CFRC. I know we've got a couple big catering contracts for Old Farm Fine Foods coming up soon.
Gotta eat somewhere, Jesse.
I always do, and it usually is Old Farm Fine Foods. And I'll tell you, this Queens football team might need to go in tomorrow, visit Steve at the cash and get some chocolate milk. It might be a recovery day, regardless of how this game finishes. It's been some hard-hitting, fast-paced action here at Richardson Stadium. The Gales trail 15-9 as we have got an absolutely packed house They are shoulder to shoulder, chin to chin here at Richardson. Russell Weir with the touchdown for the Gales. And then we just saw a long Ethan Jordan lightning strike touchdown. Laurier very well could be the best team in the country. They're ranked number one, but they might truly be the Vanier Cup favorite. And Queens is seeing that firsthand as it is a 15-9 ball game, 6-point deficit for the Gales. It was 8-2, then it was 9-8, and now we're back to 6 with 6.5 to play here in our first half of football action. This kick fielded by Ian St. Arnaud, and he will return this one. Fakes the reverse to Ethan Dahl, but finds very little purchase. However, good call from the officials there. A late dive bomb by a Laurier player as Ian St. Arnaud was already down. He came in with malice intent trying to add, or maybe it is on. It is indeed on Laurier. I thought so. Ian St. Arnaud had been tackled. A Laurier kick coverage player came down and tried to pile on well after the whistle had been blown. And I've been guilty of that in my high school days. It's never a smart move, and it's going to cost this team an extra 15. So it'll be first and 10 for the Gales from their own 29-yard line. As we have got Isaiah Adams, the Lightning, in the ball game here. Vraken has played well, and they'll need him to keep that pace up. Pass to Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith cuts it up, cuts it out. Cedric Smith, stiff arm, thrown out of bounds, and that's 15 more yards. Thank you very much, number 27 in purple, Cedric Smith. Great play there. That's another guy who is having a whale of a game here under the Friday night lights. A first down and 15 more tacked on for a face mask with violent intent, may I add. So it'll be a gain of 30 for the Gales. 15 and 15 to make it first and 10 from Laurier's 50-yard line. Cedric Smith, a quick and easy catch for a huge first down. Isaiah Adams unable to secure that one. Vraken just couldn't quite put it where it needed to be. So a quick incompletion on first and 10 will set up another second and long, and against a defense this good, it's not a winning formula. It's really tough to convert on these guys at the best of times, but when it is second and 10 and you're trailing, that is an inauspicious situation to find yourself in. From the Laurier 50, Vraken with multiple men in motion. He's got Matt Camillo, and Matt Camillo, first down, fumbles it out of bounds, and that should be a Laurier football. If they got to it in time, that is a turnover, and it is. So a promising Queens drive undone by a fumble out of bounds, and they've had a hard time holding on to the ball tonight. We had a near disaster at the goal line, and then we had Matt Camillo. Yep, that is a fumble. He got popped from the front and the back, and now Laurier has a chance to put some distance between themselves and the Gales. As shake that one off, young man. Matt Camillo's a heck of a football player. He'll bounce back. First and 10, Laurier from their own 45. Handoff to Tayshawn Jackson. That is Ethan Sutton. And Justin Pace makes a shoelace tackle to secure that one. Oh, it is Tayshawn Jackson. They got two short guys. They're both 32 and 23.
Short kings.
I don't know. They're certainly short. And it is a nightmare. I think they might be six apples tall. But that is a short game for Tayshawn Jackson, not Ethan Sutton. My mistake, folks. This guy I do know, Quentin Scott, in the backfield now. Second and 8 from Laurier's 38. Pass situation from Cal Wither. Over the middle, complete to number 83, for Laurier. That is, I believe, yes indeed, Jace Atkinson, the first year with a huge gain to flip the field. It went from the Laurier 38 to the Queens 42. Jace Atkinson, great play there, as this Laurier team, they've just got so much firepower. And the Ohio product by way of Mississauga is at it again, stepping up in the pocket to Ethan Jordan. A rare drop from Ethan Jordan, who was wide open. Some execution issues from both teams today, but Laurier has got the edge. It is a 15-9 ball game with 4 minutes to play in our second quarter of action, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. This is a second and 10 situation. Cal Wither with that just unbelievably talented crop of receivers on the field. Queens has done a good job against the run, but like every team that plays them, they've struggled with the pass. Wither with another completion to Jace Atkinson, but this one is well short of first down distance. Gain of about 5 on the left-hand side, so they will bring Dawson Hodge on to try and make this a 9-point ball game as we creep ever closer to the halftime gun. 3.5 minutes to go here. Queens will get the ball back, and they need to get something going before the half. They can't give Laurier the ball back with this much time on the clock, because Laurier can go right back down the field and put up more points, which is how each of the last two games have gone against the Golden Hawks. Richardson needs to get loud here. Try and disrupt Johnson Hodge. He's got enough leg. And it is indeed going to split the uprights to make it 18-9. Laurier doubling up the Gales here with 3 minutes to go in our first half of football action. As Queens will get the ball from their own 35-yard line with 3 minutes to go. The Richardson faithful falling a little silent here after a string of pretty crushing plays going against the Gales. An Ethan Jordan touchdown, a Matt Camillo fumble. But you got to reset, and you give it to your bell cow back, Jared Kasari, up the middle for a gain of about 5 to set up a second and 5. As we hit the 3-minute warning. So a second and manageable coming up here. Jared Kasari, his, I want to say, second carry of the game. It's been a very pass-heavy look for the Gales. As we get the official 3-minute warning. First and 10 Queens. Trips on the left-hand side for Alex Vraken. Spread formation. It will be a pass. He's looking for Kasari, but he has Jack Ashby Jacobs cutting through the middle of that Laurier defense like a hot knife through that good Old Farm country butter. Jack Ashby Jacobs, a beautiful catch and run there to pick up a huge first down for the Gales. It'll be first and 10 at the Laurier 50, and Queens is in a hurry. That ball is tipped into the air by number 25, Jontari Hastings, and it falls to the turf. They were looking for Jared Kasari on a quick little flat route, but they've run that a lot over the last couple weeks. Laurier's got the tape on that, and they were ready on that one. Second and 10 from the Laurier 50 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in our first half of football action. Hard count from Vraken, no jump from Laurier. Vraken dropping back. He is looking for his man, and what a catch! OMG! Preston Martin made a name for himself last week, and he has got Richardson hype here tonight. An incredible concentration catch, a perfect 10 from Preston Martin, and the Gales are on the move. in the Laurier red zone. Braken under pressure, stepping up. He is going to be tripped up, but a short gain on first and goal. The exact same situation they found themselves in last time they were down here. First and goal from the 9 turns into second and goal from maybe the 7, the 6. Braken did everything he could to just get out of the pocket there. Another veteran play from Alex Braken after an absolute beauty of a ball to Preston Martin. So here we go, second and goal. Braken under pressure again. He's got to get rid of this. He is running for his life, floating back left to the end zone. Oh, would have been one heck of a play, but it's going to fall harmlessly to the turf. Alex Braken showing off that mobility and then a little bit of that throwability, but falling to the turf, bringing Tyler Mullen on to try and get this back to a 6-point ball game, giving Laurier the ball back with 2 minutes on the clock. Braken, man, oh man, what more can you say? He somehow managed to get out of the pocket, and he was maybe 2/100 seconds of away from getting that one into his receiver's hands in the corner of the end zone. Bit of a fire drill there, but preserving the chance to put points on the board as Tyler Mullen, career field goal number 45 for number 42. He is one back of his current kicking coach, Nick Libertor, on the team program field goal list. And he is within striking distance of Queen's all-time record. He is one good season away from actually having the most made field goals in program history. As I update my record here, Mullen's 45th puts him one back of Libertor and 11 back of the great Dan Village, part of that 2009 Vanier Cup championship team. So Tyler Mullen rubbing elbows with some of the all-time great kickers in program history. First and 10 Laurier from their own 35. Handoff. Good gain there from Tayshawn Jackson. First down Laurier, number 23. He's so little, he's evading arm tackles, slipping underneath, fitting through the crevasses as Eric Johnston is down. So let me throw once more to Old Farm Fine Foods, our second quarter sponsor for Gales Game Day.
Hey, sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we are back, folks. Laurier just picked up a key first down to kick off what could be their final drive of the first half. It is a 18-12 ball game here, and it's 18-12, rather fitting, because it has been an absolute war here at Richardson Stadium. First and 10 Laurier from their own 47-yard line. Wither with a delayed handoff, halfback draw. Tayshawn Jackson makes a couple men miss before being tracked down by James Gillingham. And number 23 for the Gales, I believe that's Aiden Vint, yes indeed, teaming up for the tackle there, but Tayshawn Jackson, just so deadly. Great little halfback draw, fake like you're going to throw a pass, stick the ball right in the gut of the running back and let him make it happen. Justin Pace doesn't lose an open space very often, but Tayshawn Jackson got the better of him there. Credit where credit's due. So another first down for Laurier, once again on the ground. First and 10. Wither completes that one to Ethan Jordan, but he had to drop to his knees to catch it. He would have been tackled up by Ian St. Arnaud all the same. So second and 12 or so, maybe 13. Cal Wither putting that one, 15, wow. So a 5-yard loss as Jalen Grable enters the ball game. A linebacker with a natural knack for rushing the passer. Look for him to try and get busy in the backfield here. Cal Weather dropping back. And that is incomplete. Very nearly batted down by Aiden Vint, who is, it looks like, in for number 26, Keegan Vanek. I'm actively looking on the sidelines to figure out, okay, Vanek is out there. Maybe he's in for Ashton Miller-Melançon. Either way, great adjustment. Could be that they're playing in more of a dime defense, as number 24 is also making his way off the field. So an extra defensive back brought in. Great punt from Dawson Hodge, fielded by Russell Weir at the 3-yard line, as Weir slips, slides, and shimmies out on the left-hand side. So Queens avoiding disaster, still a 6-point ball game with the ball back and 55 seconds on the clock. The potential to tie this game going into halftime. And for halftime, folks, we'll have a short musical interlude, mostly so I can eat pizza. And we'll come back.
Pizza,
absolutely. I would love to dig into the pumpkin, but I also wouldn't love that. So I think I'll stick with the pizza. But we will be back with the Grad Club halftime show. But we'll have some special guests. You're going to have a great time. I'm going to have a great time. So I hope you have a great time. First and 10 for the Gaels from their own 20-yard line. Break and dropping back. Finding Jared Kasari. Kasari bobbles it a bit, but secures the ball and spins forward for a good gain on first down. I don't know what it is tonight. Everybody's eating popcorn on the bus. But about a 5-yard gain for Jared Kasari. 5 the hard way as well. As the punt team is on guard just in case this second and 5 conversion is unsuccessful against this formidable Laurier defense. Play action pass. Vraken somehow got that one off, but it is going to fall to the turf. He was harassed, harangued, and ultimately hit, and that ball somehow got through the crowd of purple and gold, but this is going to be a punt situation. So Laurier will get the ball back with at least 30-some-odd seconds on the clock and a couple timeouts to burn. Similar, I will say, to their OUA semifinal game. By this point in their regular season game, Laurier had a 3-score lead, which they would not relinquish. This is very similar to that OUA semifinal game, right down to the score line. So we could be in store for a close nail-biter of a finish as Nathan Falcone is on to kill some time and surrender a safety. So Laurier will be up 20-12. As Falcone is just killing as much time as he can, taking off about 12 seconds before surrendering the safety. Good call there. Make the Laurier offense have to put more points on the board from a further distance. So Laurier very likely will have the last drive of the first half in what is an, well, was an 18-12 ball game. Now it is a 20-12 ball game as Queens trying to avoid disaster here at Richardson and pick up their first win of the season at home. Laurier trying to assert their dominance as Canada's top team. Something's got to give. Somebody's got to win. And we are in store for one heck of a football finish. Handoff on first and 10 as Quinton Scott has got an angle, and Quinton Scott has single-handedly gotten Laurier into field goal range, taking advantage of a Queens defense that right now is prioritizing playing the pass. Defensive backs on the field. Quinton Scott runs that one along the right-hand side for a huge gain. Killed about 12 seconds, but there's still 17 on the clock with timeouts to burn. As Laurier just looks like the best team in the country right now, and there's not much you can do about it. First and 10 from the 35. Another handoff. And Tayshawn Jackson is just so hard to tackle as he slices and dices past multiple Queens defenders. to pick up another first down as Laurier will take a timeout. Jacob Baldwin on the field, as well as Eli Bennett. So Baldwin coming in for Aiden Vint. So clearly Queens now adjusting to more of a run fit, bringing in their Will linebacker. Good job by Aiden Vint, though. They called on him in a pretty key situation, and he did not look out of place there against some of the very best wide receivers in the country.
Reminds me of me, Jesse.
Yes, like a young Jeff Williams out there. As we have now got... Okay, so Queens adding in a linebacker and then adding in another defensive tackle. I believe that's Carter Martin out there. I will double-check my notes. Actually, that's Big Tom Nitschke, Kingston's own, a Frontenac Falcon.
Oh, yeah!
Getting his first reps of the season.
Go Falcons, he's going to win it.
He very well could, as we have multiple men in motion. This is a pass situation. Cal Withers dropping back. He's got time, and he is going to tuck this one before throwing it back. What a play! Ashton Miller Melanson, the mastermind. A masterful read there to knock that ball to the turf as Laurier will have to settle for a field goal try. Looking to make this a double-digit deficit heading into half. Dawson Hodge onto the field here. As we are finally into the night period of Friday Night Lights, as the big stadium lights have kicked on here at Richardson Stadium. Quick reminder, we'll have about a 5-minute-ish break or so, and then we'll be back at you with the Grad Club Halftime Show featuring some very special guests. But we do have a timeout on the field first. So this Queens defense manages to hold after a explosive quarter from the Golden Hawks. Usually this is the Gales taking over in the second, but it's Laurier today, which once again is very similar to how last year the OUA semifinals played out. So Dawson Hodge on to try and bump this lead up to 11, send them into half with a two-digit lead. But that kick misses. And now Ian St. Arnaud is going to have to try and get this one out of the end zone. And he does his best, but he can't get it out. So it will be a single to make it a 9-point game once more. So we now have a 21-12 ball game heading into halftime. Here under the lights, Queens does have the choice to receive in the second half, and they may need to exercise that option if they want to stay apace with this excellent Golden Hawks offense. Folks, we're heading into our halftime break. We'll catch you again soon. Here is one more word from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
We'll see you in a few minutes for the Grad Club Halftime Show.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Hey, Kingston, looking to conserve water and save money? Utilities Kingston is once again offering its popular repurposed rain barrels. They help conserve treated water, reduce your environmental impact, and give new life to materials that might otherwise end up in a landfill. Rain barrels are just $71, including delivery, and are sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present David Yee, a.k.a. Wolf and Sheep Clothing's latest track, Redefine. The new song began as a guitar-focused composition but gradually drew increasing inspiration from classical music. The piece features Massimo Amodio, a third-year cellist at Queen's University, whose performance includes a melody that listeners familiar with classical repertoire may recognize. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Redefined by Sheep and Wolf's Clothing on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston. listening to Second Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club Halftime Show.
And we are back, folks. Welcome to the Grad Club Halftime Show on Gales Game Day. I'm going to give you a quick word from our title sponsor, the Grad Club, but I will say this has been co-opted a little bit by another longtime sponsor and friend of the station as well. But I have these gentlemen with me. They can give you the whole rundown on that as Steve finishes his pizza here.
I'm going for more.
He's going to go for more if there's any left. The Grad Club, one of the premier event venues in all of Kingston. An incredible lineup of concerts, events, great for students, great for Kingston community members. They have been a longtime supporter of not just the arts, but also some of the great sports content that we do here at CFRC. So thank you to the Grad Club. Now, without further ado, I will introduce the two gentlemen to my left. Special guests here taking in a beautiful night of Queens football action here at Richardson Stadium. Gorgeous weather, great conditions. I have to my immediate left CFRC personality, legend in the local scene, and former football star, of course.
Hi.
Jeff Williams, a.k.a.
Jeffrey the Movie Nerd. They let me out, Jesse, for one night.
And next to the exuberant Jeff the Movie Nerd, we have, well, Mr. Steve France. Steve,
right?
Can you give us a quick introduction as to who you are and what you do?
Well, we own Old Farm Fine Foods, and we're pretty happy to be a sponsor here for this. We've done it for quite a while. And we also sponsored Jeff's shabby indie morning wake-up show.
Oh, yeah.
The Wednesday indie wake-up call.
That's right.
The 12th best show on CFRC.
With tens of listeners.
Tens of listeners. We've got dozens of listeners.
There's a
tonight.
Big crowd, yeah.
It's a 21-12 ball game here at Richardson Stadium. And after a bit of a slow first quarter, a lot of feeling out back and forth,
The
story of the second quarter has been the offensive explosion of the Laurier Golden Hawks, multiple touchdowns, a field goal, and then just at the end of the quarter, a missed Dawson Hodge field goal try surrendered for a single. So we have some symmetrical scoring here, a 21-12 ball game. And Steve, we'll start with you. You are no stranger to football. We've talked football many times at the shop. What are some of the things you noticed in this first half of football action?
Well, a lot of broken plays, like you said. Luckily, that last field goal was a miss. But, I don't know, it seems to be going both ways, though.
Absolutely. We saw a fumble from Matt Camillo that resulted in points for Laurier. We saw a fumble from Russell Weir that resulted in points for Queens, kind of strangely enough. Jeff, I turn to you. I know you're no football expert.
I watched Bend It Like Beckham six times to get ready for this, only to find out I was looking at the wrong football.
European. Yes. But we've seen a lot of great kicking
round ball
as well.
Too true.
We have seen Tyler Mullen bend it like Beckham and pick up the 45th career field goal of his time here at Queens, moving him into fourth place on the program's all-time list. But Jeff, I want to ask you, as an entertainment connoisseur, what has been your impression of the overall game day experience here at Richardson Stadium?
Well, this has been fantastic because this is the first game of the season when all the students have been back on campus.
Right.
And so Steve-O and I were driving here from Old Farm Fine Foods, and we're going down Union Street, and you can see the procession of hundreds of them all walking down to get here in time for the game. We found our way up here to the booth, and we were looking across at the stands, and they were still pouring into the stands. The energy's high. I saw many attempts at the wave, which is fantastic. Of course, the chanting has been polite and wonderful as always, Jesse.
I hope there's more night games, Jesse. Is there some more coming up?
So this will be the only night game on the schedule this year.
Okay.
We do have two more home games on the roster. One of them is September 27th. It's actually the Hall of Fame game. So the night before, they're inducting, I believe, the 1882 team, the original Gales football team.
Right.
They're being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
They're coming in for this?
Their spirits, baby.
Oh.
And I believe there's 12 other individual inductees, not just players, but members of the media that have been in service. For instance, Doug Jeffries is in
the house
tonight. Oh, yeah.
CKWS, covered the team for years and years. He's being inducted on September 26th. The game is September 27th. And then, of course, homecoming.
Of course.
18th. Always a big to-do here at
Raucous
CFRC. But those are the next two home games. If Queens wins tonight, if they come back and beat Laurier, very good chance we see at least one home playoff game, possibly two.
Nice.
Right.
If they come up short tonight, probably one home playoff game, but they're going to have to go on the road to play either Laurier or Western if they want to make the Yates Cup final.
Western.
That's right. The most hated rivals. But Laurier has also had Queens' number in recent years. They have a three-game winning streak over the Gaels, and if they play like they did in the first half, they could very easily extend it into four. And, man, oh, man. Jeff, let's very quickly talk about the Wednesday Indy wake-up call.
Oh, yeah.
CFRC broadcast. What's coming up over the next few weeks for the Indy wake-up call? What are you looking forward to? What are you spinning? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, pretty exciting. We've got, we're lining up local artist Francisco Corbett to come on the show either this week or next. He wants to come on with some of the folks from El Gringo.
Oh, nice.
Talk about some pop-up and some parties that they're going to be doing. That's coming down the pipeline. Our intrepid co-host, Simone the Moan, she's been off on assignment for the last few weeks preparing many pieces for a visual art show that she's doing in Toronto in October. So hopefully we can wrestle her back into the station to tell us a little bit about that.
There might be the Abrams brothers too.
Yeah, we're working on trying to get...
They don't know about it yet, but their dad committed them to it last week.
That's true. One of them drives a pretty sweet antique 1972 pickup truck.
Yeah, they're fiddle players.
I just want to have mom talk about that.
They play the fiddle, but they're nice guys anyway.
Yeah, and then of course we're gearing up for our full month of Halloween Spectacular all through the month of October. Everyone hates it, but you know, except for me.
There'll be the retrospective on Foghat, too.
Of course. Wall to wall. So there's a lot of irons in the fire for Indy Wake Up Wednesday. So if you're listening and
not
you're
that many irons, Jeff.
It's pretty good. So check us out Wednesday mornings at 10, or no, at 8 until 10. Good God, I need to remember when to go on the air. But yeah, every Wednesday, every day of the week, there's an Indy Morning Wake Up. But Wednesday's your hump day rock ride to get you, you know, get you ready for the rest of the week.
I can speak highly of the Wednesday Indy Wake Up call. I can speak highly of the Grand Club, and I can speak highly of Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thanks a lot.
We really are very proud.
You know, we're only
we're
only a block away from the Grad Club, just up the street, so I love it too.
We were saying if we weren't here, we'd be there.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I refer to that as the Barry Street Bureau of Commerce. They're single-handedly keeping CFRC afloat.
I think the Grad Club is the best patio set up in the city.
I would agree with that. It's a
absolutely
spot.
Oh yeah. So if you're listening and you want to have some fun, get down to Barry Street, check out Old Farm, check out the Grad Club, have a good time.
And on that note, folks, we are just about a minute away from kickoff in our second half
already
of football action. I know, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't
you're right.
it, Steve?
What a night. It's gorgeous.
It is an absolutely beautiful night here at Richardson Stadium. Folks, we are going to throw it to one more word from the Grad Club before we get stuck in with our third quarter of football action, brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. Jeff, Steve, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, Jesse.
They're going to be hanging out in the booth with us, enjoying the rest of the game. But let's hear from our title sponsor, the Grad Club.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
The Gaels electing to take the win, so they kick off once more to Laurier. And this returner is swallowed up by a gaggle of Gaels clad in the gold, which I must say looks quite resplendent
under the bright lights of Richardson Stadium. If you're just joining us, this is the start of our third quarter of football action. It is a 21-12 ball game. Laurier taking over in the second quarter. Queens looking to rebound now that we are officially into the night game portion of the evening. First and 10, Laurier from their own 28. Cal Wither with a completion to Ethan Jordan. He is stuck by number 24, Ashton Miller Melanson, with a hard but clean tackle to take.